I'm Lisa Mullins, and this is The World. Our oceans are ailing. Marine biologists say there are many reasons: pollution, coastal development, but a key problem, they say, is too much fishing. A recent study concluded that in 40 years, the world's fisheries could collapse. Well, there's a new study now that provides a glimmer of hope. Economist Christopher Costello is one of the authors of the report being published tomorrow in the journal Science. He's now at UC Santa Barbara. Christopher Costello, in light of such a dire prediction, what gives you any hope at all?
Well, Lisa, what we found is that a management system called catch shares can reverse the global trend of fisheries failures. And what this system does is it essentially provides incentives to individual fishermen to take long-term stewardship into account.
Okay, so tell us more about how it would work. Walk us through and tell us where it's happened successfully.
Okay, so traditionally managed fisheries essentially are managed by a season length. And so it's a free-for-all over that season where any fisherman can go out, fish as hard as he can, and catch as much as he can over that season. And what this tends to create is a race to fish among fishermen and a progressive shortening of the season length. For example, in the U.S. Halibut fishery in Alaska, the season length dwindled to just 2 days. Now, the catch share system provides a guaranteed right to harvest a fixed share of the catch. It's just like you or I might own a share of stock in a corporation. These fishermen own shares of the fish stock, essentially.
And what has the overall result been?
So the overall result that we found is that in fisheries that are managed with these catch shares, the rate of collapse is slashed in half, and that the longer a fishery is managed with a catch share, the lower is its probability of collapse.
And why is that? I mean, what's at work here?
Well, the idea is that if you own a share of the catch, you have an incentive to protect and even grow the fish stock, because as the fish stock grows, the value of that asset grows. So the sorts of decisions that fishermen can make in order to increase the long-term sustainability of the catch are avoiding spawning beds or using gear types that don't drag the bottom and destroy the habitat.
How many fisheries did you look at that are implementing this catch shares program, and where were they?
That's a great question. We looked at a total of over 11,000 fisheries worldwide in all of the world's marine ecosystems. And of those 11,000, just about 150 or so had implemented these catch share programs, primarily in places like New Zealand, Australia, and Iceland. Those are the three big leaders. The U.S. and Canada have, you know, 5 to 8 each, and there are other countries around the world that have adopted a few catch share programs. We tracked them from 1950 to 2003, and one of the things I find promising is that as these things are adopted more widely, if they're designed well, we should expect to see reduced collapse globally.
Chris, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Take care. Christopher Costello of the University of California helped author a study on one way to prevent overfishing in the world's oceans.